Very good afternoon to you. I'm Maurice Norville with a 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. One man was killed and three others injured by gunfire in separate but related incidents at Durance Village in St. James last night. The deceased is believed to have been an innocent bystander who was fatally shot when gunmen opened fire on a man who was thought to have been their intended target, but who survived the attack and has been hospitalized. The three alleged perpetrators then had an encounter with an off-duty police officer who was armed and shot and injured at least two of them. The details provided by police are that officers responded to a bar at Durance Village in St. James after receiving a telephone call about 9:05 p.m. to report that residents had heard several gunshots in the area. The responding officers saw the lifeless body of a young man near the bar with what appeared to be gunshot injuries. On further investigation, it was learned that a number of masked men had earlier opened fire on two men who were walking towards the bar. Both were hit by the gunfire, and one died at the scene, while the other was transported to hospital. The deceased has been identified by family members as 23-year-old Jaden Murray of Halls Village No. 1, St. James. His death is homicide number 29 for the year so far. The masked perpetrators are said to have opened fire on another man as they were fleeing the scene. However, that man was an off-duty police officer who was armed, and there was an exchange of gunfire. Two of the assailants were injured. A resident of the area who heard the gunshots recounted what occurred.
A lot of gunshots. Then the shooting next door. I didn't even know it sounded out in the back in there too. I hear about now this morning. All I could tell you, I could hear, but I can see what's going on. Let me tell you, you know, the parts that we stay there, better worse than that. I never hear some gunshots in my life. So there's nothing, not really bad. I can't count them. Too much. And I hear a fella get killed. But I don't think he's involved in that. You ever find a crow, you find all this mess.
A resident of Durance Village in St. James. $7 million have been allocated for the construction of new homes for the elderly to increase the number of facilities available to them. This was revealed by the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, in the House of Assembly during a discussion on the National Policy on Aging. Mr. Humphrey explained the importance of such facilities, given the country's aging population, and said that work has already started on the project, which will take a few years.
I want to thank again the Prime Minister, sir, for giving us access this year to $7 million to begin the process of building out new facilities for the elderly, sir. And I must tell you, sir, that as it stands, we've already started doing some drawings, sir. We're going to go to Stirling, the building at Stirling, sir. Our plan, once Cabinet approves, is to modify that building, retrofit that building, to make that building a place where the elderly can have some respite and daycare, sir. And we're also going to use that money, sir, to build some housing on that space, sir, in relation with BARC, as well as with Sir Optimus, sir. And this will be the first set of new buildings for the elderly since we, this government, built the facility at Vauxhall.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport wants the government to establish a private organization to investigate public service vehicle operators for illegal practices. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, wants to see the issues resolved and some licenses revoked.
We did call for a similar way a body of persons to look at some of the issues pertaining to public service vehicles, not only ZRs, taxis, and those persons who have public service, who have a public service vehicle license. And as far as we are concerned, we are asking that the government, you know, move it from the transport board and introduce a private body that will investigate and make recommendations either to the transport board or the ministry, the transport authority or the ministry of the licensing authority to have these permits and those licensed and so before.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Security officials in Guyana and neighboring Brazil have launched a joint investigation concerning the alleged smuggling and trafficking of four underage girls, all of them foreign nationals, from Brazil to Guyana. Preliminary information indicates that the girls, all between the ages of 14 and 17, were illegally transported across the border with the intent of exploitation. In response to this information, and as a matter of priority, the Trafficking in Persons and Migrant Smuggling Unit, in collaboration with law enforcement officials and Ministry of Human Services and Social Security in Guyana, executed an operation to locate, identify, and place the alleged victims into protective care. This operation was successfully conducted between the 4th and the 7th of this month. The Ministry of Home Affairs has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring the safety and protection of all individuals, both locals and foreigners, with a special focus on vulnerable groups such as minors. Meanwhile, the Guyana Police Force has started a comprehensive investigation into the circumstances surrounding these developments. And at least 21 bodies have been recovered from the site of a plane crash in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo, which killed everyone on board. Teams have been working through the night to find victims of the disaster after a twin-engine turboprop operated by airline Vopas came down in the town of Vinhedo. The number of casualties was revised today to 62. In the latest from Starcom Network News. One man has been killed and three others injured by gunfire in separate but related incidents at Durance Village in St. James overnight. $7 million have been allocated for the construction of new homes for the elderly to increase the number of facilities available to them. And the Alliance Owners of Public Transport wants the government to establish a private organization to investigate public service vehicle operators for illegal practices. Security officials in Guyana, neighboring Brazil, launch a joint investigation concerning the alleged smuggling and trafficking of four underage girls from Brazil to Guyana. And at least 21 bodies have been recovered from the site of a plane crash in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo, which killed everyone on board. The number of casualties was revised today to 62. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of One Caribbean Media Group. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen to the Starcom Network stations or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. And WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.